Good morning. Whoa, that's live. It's good to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad especially to welcome all our visitors and guests who are with us. We're glad you're here. Hope you'll come back and join us again. Today we have, I think I'm going to say this first. Wow, can Redeemer throw a party or what? Yeah. You have anything you need to say about that? Great. Thank you. Thank you all for being here for this wonderful event that we had as well. Today, we are excited to be celebrating the baptism of Laurel Elise Cowan and James Hunter Cowan. I'll tell you some more about that a little bit later, but they are the children of Travis and Stephanie Cowan. They're all sitting right up here near the front. You'll hear more about that soon. Today also is Scouting Sunday. And so Redeemer's Troop 410 has been helping pass out bulletins, and you've seen some of them around. Hope you enjoyed their breakfast this morning that they had in the fellowship hall, and you're all full. That does not mean if you're full that you can sleep during the sermon. If you do, I'm going to turn the air conditioner way down so you'll be cold, and that'll keep you awake. But anyway, we do celebrate our scout troop and are so happy that they're here among us. Sarah. Yeah.
For me?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything today, but after that comment about read the cards during the sermon, I think we should have vetted you a little better.
I
So at this time, we are excited to celebrate the baptisms of Laurel Elise and James Hunter Cowan. So I'll ask them to come forward with their parents and sponsors and all that. Y'all just gather right here, be perfect.
In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your children baptized into Christ?
As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities. To live with them among God's faithful people, bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer so that your children may learn to trust God. Proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? People of God, do you promise to support Laurel Elise and James Hunter and pray for them in their new life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce
them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce
them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Laurel, sorry. You want to get that chair right there? Just stand up on the chair real quick. And just lean over so the water doesn't go everywhere, okay? Laurel Elise Cowan, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. James Hunter Cowan, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sorry. Perfect. Thank you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Laurel Elise with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain James Hunter with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
And before we do the final part, I skipped a part. And the bad part is it's my favorite part of the baptism. Okay, so hang on. Laurel Elise, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. James Hunter, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Now do the welcome.
Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. We are so excited. Y'all can blow out your candles now, and we hope that you'll, oh, they're going to applaud you. Yay. Perfect. Thank you. Thank y'all so much, and welcome as the newest members of God's family here. Mic off real quick. Christ has loved who died that he might save me.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who hope in you, because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, and give us grace and power to do them through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. I invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Does anybody know what A reading from Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, but you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not out of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The Lord, word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to the court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now, hold on there just a minute, Jesus. What in the world kind of talk is that?
You have heard it. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not murder," and "Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment." But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or a sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift.
You see, that's just what I mean. Nobody can live like that, Lord. I mean, I've listened around, Lord, and let me tell you what I've heard said. I've heard it said, do unto others before they do to you. And Lord, that works just fine for most of us. Life is full of plot and counterplot where people take advantage of others and get back at others. And yes, I know I'm not very happy living that way, but it's what we've got to do. Nobody does things your way, Lord, because, well, Lord, I've also heard it said, look out for number one. And that's the way of things in this world nowadays. It's stomp or get stomped on world, Lord. And if other people get in the way, well, that's just too bad. I mean, you want us to sacrifice ourselves for others and think of others before ourselves, but somehow we just can't seem to pull that off. And maybe we're even too afraid to try. I've heard it said, no trespassing. And so we build walls and fences around us, Lord. Fences to keep out all those undesirables. And I guess to keep us in. I've heard it said, am I my brother's keeper? And sure enough, Lord, nobody wants to assume responsibility for anyone else's problems. And things like hunger and poverty and indignity and fear, that's not our problem, is it? And Lord, I've heard it said, keep your hands to yourself. And that's just what I've done like everybody else. I mean, who wants to reach out and touch hurting, sick, lonely, dying people, Lord? My motto is something else I've also heard, live and let live. But Lord, now that I think about it, that's really no different from die and let die, is it? It's hard, Lord. You call us to love and care for each other. But the world speaks so loudly that your words just get drowned out. Lord, help us to live your words.
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown in hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell.
Now, hold it right there, Jesus. There you go again, talking away, and you know that's not how things are. Like I said, I have listened around, and I've heard it said, eat, drink, and be merry. And so that's just what we do, indulging ourselves in our passions and pleasures. And those forbidden things, oh, they're the best of all. I've heard it said, live for the moment. And I do that too. Who cares about principles and lasting values and controlling our desires? It's a lot more fun to let our desires control us. I've heard it said, if it feels good, do it. And sure enough, Lord, we're ready to try any and every feel-good thing, hungry for more. I know you think your way is what's really good for us, Lord, but wallowing in our own passions is so enticing. We just don't understand why it is that when it's all over, we feel so bad. Lord, I've heard it said, go for the gusto. And so if we get the chance, we jump in with both feet. And who cares about things like honor and truth and faithfulness and love? Those things are so old-fashioned, Lord. I've heard it said, there's more to life. And Lord, that's what I see all around me. People dissatisfied with their lives. People who've lost their commitment to their marriages and their families. People who have lost their hope. People who spend time searching for some happiness that's supposed to be out there somewhere, but no one knows where to look. If only we'd look to you, Lord. You call us to respect and trust each other. You call us to commit ourselves not to emptiness, but to you. But Lord, that's not the language the world speaks. And sometimes your voice seems barely like a whisper, hidden in a world of shouts. Lord, whisper your words in our hearts.
Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one.
Yeah, right, Lord. Like anybody could survive in the world like that. Listen, Lord, that's not what they're saying out there. I've heard it said, read the fine print. And we have to, whether we want to or not, because everyone's looking for loopholes and lawsuits, and everybody is so much more concerned about the letter of the contract than the trust behind it. I've heard it said, I had my fingers crossed, and sure enough, Lord, we've been lied to and deceived and cheated and tricked, all because, to most people, winning the game means more than fairness or truth. And I'll tell you what, Lord, I've heard it said, my word is my bond. And we almost laugh when we hear it because it seems so naive to be so trusting and promising and simple. And more, Lord, we probably think we can't trust others to keep their word because we know that sometimes our word isn't worth its weight either. And Lord, sometimes we even use words about you that we really don't want you to hold us to at all. Lord, it's so hard. Your word is truth and light and love and mercy. But we don't hear those words too often out there in life. And I think deep down, we wish we would. You didn't come, Lord, to give us a whole new set of laws to burden us. You came to show how free and open and joyous life in you can be. But in all the noise of the world, Lord, we sometimes fail to listen for you. Lord, each day, every day, this day, help us to hear your words of life. Amen.
Thank you.
whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Dear God of oneness, turn us away from our divisions and anger. Just as you have shown us your gracious ways through the waters of baptism, help us to live and walk in the same truth and grace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you rule the nations of the world. Give wisdom to all leaders. Help them to promote justice and mercy for everyone. We pray now for peace in all places and among all nations. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundance, we thank you for the gift of baptism. We are especially thankful for Hunter and Laurel today. Refresh us all with the same waters as you surround us with your every breath. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we hear your people cry. You hear your people cry and do not turn away. We ask for your comfort to be with all your servants who are sick in body, mind, and spirit. Relieve their suffering. Pour out your life-giving spirit on all who we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you know every hair on our heads, yet we do not know and love our neighbors as we ought. Equip our ministries of outreach that we may teach and walk in your righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Merciful God,
receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal,
unite us as your body,
shining with the light of your justice and mercy.
For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
Let us rise.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, every day, that we tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise, both now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
just as well.
But enough to just go.